Welcome to AM Best Audio.
J.D. Power's 2025 U.S. Small Commercial Insurance Study reveals a market at a pivotal moment. Small commercial customers, businesses with 50 or fewer employees, are increasingly sensitive to rising premiums. But price is only part of the story. The study shows that service quality, communication, and an insurer's ability to understand a customer's business are now central to retention. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Stephen Crutzen, Managing Director of Global Insurance Intelligence at J.D. Power. Stephen, so glad you could join us today.
Happy to be here, John.
So, Stephen, the study suggests the small commercial insurance market is at a crossroads of sorts. From your perspective, what are the biggest forces driving this shift?
Yeah, so in small commercial accounts, as with what we've seen in personal lines, we've seen quite a bit of rate increases, rate taking over the last few years. And what we're not seeing, though, is a improvement in the service that these small commercial accounts are getting. So while rate taking has been going on for years, we haven't until this year seen a decrease in the share of small accounts that are looking to renew their policy with their current carrier. This year, though, we saw that small commercial accounts for the first year are telling us that they're less likely to renew with their current insurer. So we looked at that and saw that it wasn't just price. There's many elements of service that there are gaps where the insurers could close.
Rising premiums are clearly a concern, but your research shows service is an even bigger retention driver. What does good service look like to small business owners these days?
Yeah, good service to small business owners these days comes down to a couple different themes. One is, does the insurer, and specifically the insurer, even more so than the agent, show that small business that they understand the industry in which that business operates? And also, do they understand the specifics around that business? That's one theme, is just understanding. Another is, the small businesses want to know that the insurer offers coverage limits that are at least enough and ideally more than enough for that business. They don't want to feel like their insurance needs are running up against the limits or the capacity of the insurer. And lastly, one of the top things that we're seeing is offering online policy access and personalizing new products. So online offerings and personalizing your new products, your new services to the small businesses are also some of the top ways we're seeing that insurers are differentiating their experience.
Communication and policy understanding came through as important factors. How can insurers improve in these areas without significantly raising costs?
Yeah, communication is important. I think one way that you can do so without really increasing costs is it's fairly often that some representative from the insurer visits with the small business. It can be somebody from underwriting, could be somebody from loss control. Hopefully, it's not only the case when there's a premium audit going on, but somebody visits the business, gets to know the people at the business, see what's going on at the facility or facilities. That's one way to help with communication. Also, one way is when you are taking rate, as is happening in the industry still right now, is to proactively communicate with your customers about why you're taking rate, what's happening that's driving up costs at the insurer, what's happening that's driving up the insurance premiums. Fortunately, these small businesses, fortunately, in a sense, I should say, these small businesses are also dealing with rising costs, so they'll understand maybe better than some consumers why insurers are seeing increasing costs and the fact that that has to come through in the policies.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Digital channels are part of the seven core dimensions that were measured, Stephen. So how are small commercial customers balancing digital expectations with the desire for personal interaction?
Yeah, small commercial customers are really using digital channels for the more simple or easy to conduct transactions. They leverage the digital transactions or digital channels for those types of transactions, but they really want to talk to a person when they have a more complex need. And small businesses these days have an increasing complexity of their insurance needs. As the world overall just becomes more complicated, the insurance needs of small businesses continues to increase. So they tend to lean into a person, a live person, an agent, or a call center person, perhaps even somebody from, if they can speak to them, somebody from the underwriting department at the insurer or loss control department at the insurer, to better understand that they have the policies they need, the limits they need, and that their business is in good hands with the insurer that they have, in terms of making sure that the right coverages are there with the right limits, and that if something bad were to happen at the business, that they're covered appropriately.
Looking ahead, Stephen, what steps should insurers prioritize to strengthen retention and position themselves competitively in the small commercial space over the next few years?
I think at a high level, it's to understand who really is the customer that you want to keep. Who is the small business customer that you want to win and that you want to retain? Not all small business customers are the same, and different insurers have different appetites. So what we find in the research is that when a customer is of a higher value to the insurer, they tend to be retained longer. They have more premium with the insurer. They send more of their commercial accounts in terms of insurance business to the insurer. And insurers have to put in some work still at understanding who are these customers that we really want to win and retain, and then try to differentiate the experience for them. Unfortunately, what we see in commercial lines is similar to what we see in personal lines, where there's a little bit of differentiation, a little bit more differentiation in commercial lines for over-serving the higher value accounts compared to what we see in personal lines, where there's really no differentiation. But I would say there's still some room to improve here on identifying who is the best customer and making sure that we're delivering the right service to them.
Stephen, it's always a pleasure to speak with you.
You too, John. Thank you.
That was Stephen Crutzen, Managing Director of Global Insurance Intelligence at J.D. Power. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.